mother woke up in random slits. Put on my gear, call my mullet back, and I headed towards those pits. Now the stands were filled with madness. This is gonna be our day. We had the fastest race car we just won in 98. Oh, I was Earnhardt's trusted pit boss, knew his tires, his wife, his glare. But the thing that I held most sacred was the Intimidator's hair.
Tennessee, top hat, Memphis, mud flap, Kentucky, waterfall.
Second turn Daytona, he came rolling around the bend. Well, I was so scared I lost control, and I wish I wore the pants. Well, then in one tragic moment, heard a crash and dropped my beer. Now Dale accidentally hit the wall while I was fussing with his hair. Now the crowd become real quiet as I finally began to pray. But the man, the myth, the legend, the mullet died that day.
Where were you when the mullet died that day? Where were you when the mullet passed away?
One, two, three, four.
Well, my day started much the same. I got up and drank your pass. I put on my gear, called my mullet back, and I headed towards that track. I went to the ticket counter with my wife and Aunt Louise. I sat 20 down and I cleared my throat, said,
two tickets, please.
Well, I was Earnhardt's biggest fan. I had his walk, his talk, his stare. I even had his mustache and his intimidating hair.
Tennessee, top hat, Memphis, mud flap, Kentucky, waterfall.
Drunk and riding, high in Farmer Tan. When I heard a gasp and I dropped my pants and my eyes turned towards our man.
Well, they're coming around the last lap, Daytona. Waltrip's in the lead. Whoa, nice!
I heard a crash!
Now, good race number three!
Well, what I remember most about that day, although I downed a case of Pabst, was a holy head kick he wore for us, the one I fly half-mast.